This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brady's out, and that's probably, that could be the end for Tom Brady.
That's what they're
saying. Aaron Rodgers is out, and everybody was, all these people were going, good, F Aaron Rodgers. Like, they were celebrating that the Packers lost because they don't like the fact that Aaron Rodgers went on Joe Rogan. It's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many people were celebrating that? Charlie Sykes, one of those never-Trumpers over at the Bulwark, he's got the whole piece out. He's enjoying the schadenfreude of the Packers losing. Because he hates the fact that he said Aaron Rodgers should have spent more time watching game films and going on Joe Rogan. What does that even mean?
He's wrong. He's just 100% wrong. It came down to it was just San Francisco is a better team that day. That's all.
The joy and the celebration of the fact that the Packers lost is pathetic. So many people were out there celebrating on Twitter about that. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, maybe if you'd gotten vaccinated, you would have won. It's like, what? I don't think that's a correlation there.
Yeah.
I don't think the vaccine gives you special super football powers. But that's what they were, savaging him over the weekend on that.
Yep.
I was happy to see Tom Brady lose, but it looked like they were going to come back at the end, though, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they were all these games, like Don said, were down to the wire for each game. You know, such a better weekend of football than last weekend when, you know, all the games were blowouts, but one of them.
But
Tom Brady is, you know, nobody's going to take anything away from him, but I'm sure that he's not going to end his career on this. He's going to end his career winning a Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Your post said Aaron Rodgers' career may have just ended in shocking thud.
Yeah, it did.
That his career might be over.
Yeah, it's not.
No chance. No chance.
He's like...
Then this is what Yahoo Sports writes. Ready? Okay. Aaron Rodgers blasted Biden administration in vaccine rant ahead of the Packers playoff loss, as if there's a correlation there. As if he had said positive things about the Biden administration or vaccines that they would have won the game.
Ridiculous.
Rodgers took shots at Joe Biden's administration while discussing the government's handling of vaccines in an interview with ESPN published Friday. The jab comes 1 month after Biden referenced the 38-year-old's vaccination status while touring tornado damage in Kentucky. When the president of the United States says this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's because of him and his constituents, which I don't know how many of them there are if you watch any of his attempts at public speaking, but I guess he's got 81 million votes, Rodgers told ESPN. So he took some shots at Biden. And then he lost the game. People are like, well, that's why you lost, because if you'd spent less time bashing Biden and more time doing push-ups, you would have won or something, I guess. I don't know. Push-ups. See, Biden was down in touring the tornado damage in Kentucky. These two women are down there. They're devastated. They've lost everything. They're wearing Green Bay Packers jerseys. And Biden talks to them. And then at the end of the conversation says, tell that quarterback he's got to get his vaccine. While he's touring tornado damage last month in December. So then Rodgers then commented on that, and people went, well, I mean, maybe less talk on COVID, more playing football. You would have won. You'd be in the going to the Super Bowl right now, you know?
Why does your imitation of the – it sounds like Attic Anthony.
Well, there you go. Maybe it does.
Maybe Miss Attic Anthony, even maybe though he
Attic
would never
Anthony
say that.
Maybe Attic is the person sitting home right now bashing Aaron Rodgers. Maybe that's why.
No.
Very possible.
You made me miss him, though.
Well, Aaron Rodgers should have got a vaccine. I'm just saying. It would have been good. You would have won. mRNA superpowers.
By the way, Green Bay was my lock over the weekend, and oof, boy, did I get that one wrong.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Well, I think a lot of people got it wrong. But if Aaron Rodgers had spent less time bashing Biden.
No, that's not true.
And more
that's
time playing football.
So you're saying I was cursed on Friday when Joe Biden went to.
You were cursed when Aaron Rodgers decided to bash vaccine mandates.
Gotcha.
Because that was, you know what I'm saying? You can't win after you bash vaccine mandates. It's over. There's a correlation there. If he had gone out there and said Fauci's a hero, he'd be going to the Super Bowl right now.
I think despite the fact that they lost on Saturday, I think Aaron Rodgers had the best quarterback rating in the NFL this season. So I think
if he had gotten vaccinated, he would have had the best quarterback rating in the NFL this season.
It's not right.
First of all, he had the antibodies. He paid out of pocket for the antibodies.
I'm being sarcastic here.
I know, but I'm just going to say this.
I'm just pointing that out because Greg just said he had the best season in the NFL, and I just said if he had stopped bashing Biden, he would have had the best season in the NFL.
But I'm going to say this. Remember when Lindsey Vaughn bashed Trump before the Olympics and then she broke her leg or something? I just think these athletes start going down a road of negative energy about anything, whether it's ex-boyfriend or president, they have to stay focused, mentally focused, positive energy.
Because football is all positive energy. Remember when you're bashing another guy 50 miles an hour, he gets him on the ground and goes, stay down.
Yes.
That's all positive energy, right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Tell your mom I said hi, as they walk off and the guy's on the ground like in pain. It's all positive energy in football. I agree. You're right.
It's raw.
What was I thinking?
Raw positive energy.
All I know is this. If Aaron Rodgers had not gone on Joe Rogan, he would have had the best... He would have been the best quarterback in the NFL this season. That's all I know. Joe Rogan weakens knees. Like women weaken knees, Rock?
I like it.
Joe Rogan weakens knees. Got it? What an idiotic correlation. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Like, people have too much time on their hands or something. They really do. If only he had stayed home and prayed before his Fauci bobblehead doll, he'd be going to the Super Bowl right now. Oh, Santo Fauci, save me. Santo Fauci, save me. All right, we got a lot to discuss. No, I kid you not. This is what he writes here. This is Charlie Sykes over at the Bulwark. There's no joy among the cheeseheads today, but I have to report that there's an extraordinary outbreak of schadenfreude, even in the frozen tundra. And I'm here for all of it. Naturally, as a lifelong fan, I was crushed by the meltdown epic choke of the Green Bay Packers last night. But as I admitted on Twitter this morning, I'm suffering from a particularly bad case of cognitive dissonance. As much as I was disappointed by the Lambeau collapse, I'm thoroughly enjoying all of the dunking on Aaron Rodgers, who probably should have spent more time watching game film than listening to Joe Rogan. That's literally what Charlie Sykes, a one-time political commentator out in Minnesota, that's what he wrote. Got it?
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Less time talking to Joe Rogan and more time watching game films, and he'd be going to the Super Bowl right now. Got it?
Oh, God.
Any questions?
A lot, but not. It's not for this morning.
Joe Rogan weakens knees, Rock, Raj.
Can you imagine being Joe Rogan this morning? Like, you feel like you have all this power. Like, I'm like, hey, look, I can control the outcome of football games.
Yeah, just by talking to me, he went from being the greatest football of the season, quarterback of the season, to losing because he talked to me. That's the power of Joe Rogan.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.